Bureau Radio. Westwood One presents the Dr. Demento Show. Mad music and crazy comedy from out of the archives and off the wall. Rare records and outrageous tapes from yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And in commemoration of Mother's Day, I've got a stack of motherly dementia for you in our second hour, including Tom Lehrer, Randy Newman, and of course, something by Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention. And also entertaining us this week, Hudson and Landry, the Fugs, Weird Al Yankovic, Gilda Radner, Emo Phillips, the Bonzo Dog, Duda Band, and many more maestros of mirth. And of course, we'll climax with the Funny Five. Okay, the flag is up. We're off to Camelot with Monty Python.
I have to push the pram a lot.
I needed a vacation, you know, someplace exotic, where beautiful, full-bodied native girls reek of coconut-scented suntan lotion. A place I could drink the water, and all for just $49.95. So, I called Five Dinkies, the home of the no-splinter, full-woody, tropical dream vacation and spa salon. 2 hours later, there I am, looking straight into the eyes of Mona, the monkey woman. When all of a sudden, my Ziggy Marley accent kicks in.
Uh-oh, Mona, what you got down there? Look at you, belly man, put it in the air. Pick him up, Mona, now, count him up, queen, what you got there, Mona, how much you gonna take? Let me do the thing, you know, can't cut your tongue. Pick him up, Mona, now, can take your boy, dog.
Mona had this crazy laugh. It was extremely short for her weight. I figure about 7 feet. All of a sudden, she points to a sign that says, "Welcome to our SA, Mr. Polo." Huh, SA, S-A? So I say to her, "Hey, Mona, there's no P in the SPA." And she says, "Yeah, we'd like to keep it that way." So here's what I got. One shaken, not stirred, pina colada. A plastic shower cap from the Slipper Inn. 2 hours in a heated saw. An 8x10 glossy of Mona, the monkey woman. And the world's most dangerous Ziggy Marley accent. And all for just $49.95 at Clive Dinky, the home of the no splinter, full woody, tropical dream vacation and spa salon.
Put them down, count them up. Oh, great! The UPS truck is here, and so is my date for tonight! I can't wait! This is the new 1989 model! Montage! She's not very sensual, 'cause she's got no genitals! Her mouth is mechanical, so she feels sensational, but kind of unusual. She's so practical, because she is portable, but it's too bad she's breakable. Having fun with my girlfriend is always a cinch, when she's pumped up to 35 pounds per square inch. She used to be fun for me, till she busted. My girlfriend is inflatable. My girlfriend is inflatable. My girlfriend is inflatable. Oh yeah, she's a real doll. She's made of silicone. My girlfriend is inflatable. Oh yeah, she's a real doll. She's made of Taiwan. She ripped herself another hole while riding on my bicycle. Good thing she's replaceable. I bought myself several. They're very economical, but they all look identical. Her panties are edible, but they're also very flammable. It was just our first date, so you know how I felt. She got friction burns and started to melt. She used to be fun for me till she ignited. My girlfriend is inflatable. Oh no, how we have an I don't know how. My girlfriend is inflatable. Oh no, it's too bad she's on fire now. My girlfriend is inflatable. Oh no. My girlfriend is inflatable. Oh no, it's too bad she's on fire now.
I'm bringing back, I mean blowing up, really, a big demented favorite from a couple of years ago. My girlfriend is inflatable. John Mamoser on the Dr. Demento Show, that one requested by Cornell Horton of Massachusetts, who wins a prize from the Demento Society for his letter to me. Monty Python with Knights of the Round Table from their Holy Grail film, and the song about that dream vacation, Count 'Em Up Queek, was by two new of This Is Ponderous fame. They have a remarkable new album out. We'll hear more from that later. Right now, another request, another prize, this time for Christian White of the University of Oklahoma. Here's Emo Phillips.
There was a song contest sponsored by the Downers Grove Chamber of Commerce, and I entered this song, won fifth prize, honorable mention. I like to shop in downtown Downers Grove. It doesn't take big bucks, and everyone there really is nice. I went into the bakery just the other day. I said to the girl, "Do you have a wee back?" She said, "I always slouch this way." I went into the pet shop, said, "I want a parrot." The guy said, "How about a cockatoo?" I said, "No thanks, just a bird." I went into the clothing store and I made up my mind. I wasn't going to let any pushy salesman pressure me into buying something I didn't need. So after I bought the kilt, I went to the hardware shop. I said, "This riding lawnmower is stupid." They said, "Next time you get on top." I went into the gas station, said, "Fill her up, Harry." The guy said, "Regular?" I said, "No, put on a gorilla suit and dance like a fairy." Oh, I went into Gus's artificial organ and taco stand. Said, "Give me a bladder, por favor." The guy said, is that to go? I said, well, what else would I want it for? Oh. Down the street, something caught my eye and dragged it 15 feet. That's why I like to shop in downtown Downers Grove.
One time when I was growing up, it was when I was a kid. There was nothing to do at home, so I called up on a friend and said, let's pack us a box lunch and go down to the Nishnabotna and go swimming and maybe look for some toads. My friend said he thought that was a good idea because he didn't have nothing to do either and he's out of toads. So we packed up our box lunches and we started out a-walking. And we come to a big iron bridge, which is 5 miles from town, where we observed a big sign which says West Nishnabotna. I says, this here is a place. And if now if we could just find some toads and go for a good swim, we can have fun all day doing nothing, just loafing around in the creek. We jumped into that dirty water, and I thought we might be able to swim in it, but we quickly discovered that we could not even begin to dog paddle in it. Because right where we was, the Nishnabotna was only 4.5 inches deep, so we wound up crawling along down on all fours and through the mud and beer cans and yucky things and old pieces of cars. We went past a bunch of fenders and a couple of Plymouth hubcaps, and we come to a place where we thought there might be some toads, when we was surprised by a farmer who told us to get on out of there and to never come back, or he'd call up the sheriff and have us put into jail for the rest of our natural-born lives with nothing to eat but bread and water, so we'd starve. But time passes by real quickly when you're having fun, so we ran through the fenders and the mud to the bridge again. But when we got back there, we sadly discovered that the sun had been out and our backs was all blistered so bad we had to lay flat on our bellies for 2 weeks in bed, which made us sick to our stomachs and we didn't care about nothing anymore. It just ain't too good for your livers to go swimming in that river. You can get cut up pretty bad in there and there ain't too many toads. There's nothing but mud in there, and there's all kinds of crud, and it's laying all over the place, so you better watch out. If you want to get sick, just go crawling around in that creek. There's a whole lot of bad things that can happen to you. No, it ain't good for your liver to hunt toads in that river. The West Nishnabotna, the creek of my childhood.
Nishnabotna. That's a real place in western Iowa. I've been there. And that's C.W. McCall on the Dr. Demento Show. Emo Phillips singing about another real demented place, downtown Downers Grove, Illinois. We'll celebrate a mythical place in the country that's just as demented with Bonzo Dog right after this.
Get some juicy fruit gum and pop it in your mouth. The taste is gonna move ya. Too soft, too sweet. Juicy fruit is gonna move you with a taste that can't be beat. Juicy fruit is gonna move ya. Just as soft, but it gets not too ya. Juicy fruit, the taste is gonna move ya.
Tortilla chips. Attack
a stack. Down on the electronic farm. Oh, look at all the animals. There's the horsey. And the doggy. And the sissy. And the farmer. Oh, isn't Cozy Bee down on the electronic farm? Let's meet some more animals. Let's see if you can guess this one. Oh, look, baby. I am the ducky. I am the kitty. I am a farmer. Oh, it's so much fun to be down on the electronic farm. Wanna get some more? Ready? Okay. Oh, a little froggy. Oh, a big froggy. Oh, a silly fur. A big fat tiger. A tiger?
In the grocery store, I noticed that she was buying some food. She said, haven't I been before? But I didn't answer, cause I am rude. Right. Some people are, but I try not to be. Nice. Some people are nice, but I try hard not to be nice. I told her she could come to my place, but she had to wipe that smile off of her face. I told her the things that I wanted to do. She says that's not very nice. Right. Some people are, but I try not to be. Nice. Some people are nice, but I try hard not to be nice.
And there is a forgotten gem from our unreleased tape stash. Came in the mail around 10 years ago, I guess. It's called Nice, and the artist is known to one and all as Ronald Vomit. And the great Gilda Radner with Let's Talk Dirty to the Animals. I'm Dr. Demento. We got a song by the Fugs, counterculture heroes of the 60s. Next on the Westwood One Radio Network.
They were teenage stars. Now Donnie's behind bars. It's the new kids on the cell block.
I could be in jail forever.
It was all fame and glamour. Now Donnie's in the slammer.
Yo, you ain't hanging so tough now, pretty boy.
In his cell with a story to tell.
I got to watch my back. Whoa, baby, I got to watch my back. Well, I think it's all
right. Donnie Wahlberg is the new kid on the cell block. Right, Bubba?
Yo, he's got the right stuff, baby.
Turn it on! Doritos tortilla chips. Attack a sack.
Attention, Beatles fans. Even if you own every Beatles album, every Beatles single, every Beatles compact disc, your collection is still incomplete.
Thank you very much.
Until now. JSM Marketing presents The Beatles Live. Their historic 1964 British television appearance. Treat your VCR to one of rock history's magic moments in this exclusive radio offer. A rare video performance of 12 classic Beatles hits, including their version of Shout, not available on any album. The Beatles Live is available now on home video in VHS Hi-Fi for just $16.95 plus shipping.
To order, use your credit card and call 1-800-776-6300. That number again is 1-800-776-6300. Call 1-800-776-6300 right now for The Beatles Live.
Oh, yes, Dr. Demento.
Oh, by the way, that was John Mamoser with New Kid on the Cell Block, and here are the Fugs with Smoking Gun.
Yellowed eyes and putrid party scabs, congenital herpes, chronic
lobster kits and crabs.
Pickles, salmonella, or an enlarged wingless.
Fecal matter rashes. Oral gangrenes. If one of these don't get you, another one has got you. Rot your heart. Rot your liver. Rot your kidneys.
Bacterial infections in every orifice. Swollen glands and prostate gland that makes one shrink and shiver. Prickly heat and athlete's feet. Cirrhosis of the liver. If one of these don't get you, another one has got you. Run your heart, run your liver, run your kidneys.
Song by Slant Six and the Jumpstarts of Mrs. Fletcher fame, and Smoking Gun by the Fugs on the Dr. Demento Show. About time I took a call on the hotline. Hi there.
Dr. Demento. My name is Rusty, and I'm calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and I listen to you on KLSU 91.1 FM. I'd like to hear Ajax Mortuary or something to that effect. Thank you very much.
Hey, Jack.
God bless you.
I don't need any outside help. Ajax Mortuary, where deadliness is next to godliness.
Well,
you keep sending them over, and we'll keep putting them down. Way down. Way down upon the Swanee.
God bless you.
What are you, some sort of religious fanatic? What do you want anyway?
I was looking for a funeral house.
You're in like a porch climber. Ajax Mortuary's the name. Death is the game.
Well, deal me in. My brother's dead.
Beautiful. I love it. He's not breathing, I hope.
No, heck no. He quit doing that about an hour before he turned blue.
Magnificent. How did he go?
Well, as near as we can figure, he got a hold of a bad batch of chili con carne.
That can be lethal.
Boy, it sure turned his light off, I'll guarantee you. God bless you.
He was insured, of course.
I don't know if he had a piece of the rock or not.
I realize that at times like these, it's a real bummer to discuss finance.
Don't worry about it, partner. He's dead, and somebody's got to pick up the slab tail. I get that money if I got to kill somebody.
Oh, now you're talking.
Well, he's my brother, you know. I got to stand good for him. Our whole family's that way. Straight arrow. Ain't no stiffs among us, Mr.
Jethro.
Oh?
Cornelius Jethro. 93, death row. At your service.
You sound like you really dig your work.
Well, as I always say, you don't have to smoke and drink to have fun. By the way, where is your brother?
Old Army? I stuffed him in the freezer so he wouldn't spoil on you.
All right. That was thoughtful of you, but he is dead.
Oh, he's gone.
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 Gone to the great chili parlor in the sky.
All around the chili beans, in the chili con carne, round the rancid hamburg, pop goes a lardy.
I'll tell you, Old Army, he'd have done that. Well, listen, I'm running real short on cabbage, you know what I mean? What's the lowest you'll go? I mean, what's the lowest you put a guy down for?
89.50, and we'll put him down. Way down. Way down south in the land of God.
God bless you.
What did you say?
I said, God bless you.
You're not some sort of priest, are you?
No, look, now, first, this 89.50 job, how's that work? You come pick him up?
Well, we have been awfully busy. Things have been piling up.
Well, stiff as that sucker is, I guess it wouldn't be no trick to balance him on the back of my Honda. I was tying on with some bailing wire. I should be able to get him down there before he thaws. Where are you at again?
93 Death Row. We'll be expecting you.
Okay.
Thank you and goodbye. Sebastian, drop whoever you're doing. We've got a live one.
Be laid away in style in a walnut box with all the fancy trimming, vacuum sealed to keep me fresh a while. But send me to glory in a glad bag. Don't waste the fancy coffin on my bones. Just put me out on the curb next Tuesday. Let the sanitation local bear me home. Sell all my worldly possessions and buy yourself a case or two of hats. Let the empties be my memorial tombstones. Engrave them with this epitaph. Send me to glory in a bad bag. Don't waste the fancy coffin on my bones. Just put me out on the curb next Tuesday. Let the sanitation local bear me home. If I should die upon the eve of Christmas, just place my baggie by the Christmas tree. And when the children, they open all their goodies, the big surprise would be the death of me. Send me to glory in a glad bag. Don't waste the fancy coffin on my bones. Put me out on the curb. Let the sanitation local bear me home. But maybe I am not bound for glory, but to that other place I would not choose. And if it seems that I'm headed in that direction, then an oven bag would be the thing to use. Send me glory in a bag. Don't waste the fancy coffin on my bones. Just put me out on the curb next Tuesday. Let the sanitation local bear me home. Send me glory in a bag. Don't waste the fancy coffin on my bones.
And there's John Biggs on the Dr. Demento Show. Send me to glory in a glad bag. HX Mortuary by Hudson and Landry. Sorry the Demento Society is unable to send you to glory in a glad bag, but the Society will send you a nice prize if you're called. The hotline is used on the air, and with a touchtone phone, you can also hear deep-edited music and comedy right over your phone. Find out how to talk to me person to person and find out where the show is broadcast at different places around the USA. The Demento Hotline, 1-900-773-7333. Just 75 cents a minute, 125 first minute, 1-900-773-7333. If you're under 18, ask your folks, 1-900-773-7333. We get deeply into bananas next on the Dr. Demento Show.
I'm out here again speaking to allergy sufferers who took Benadryl today. Sir, can you tell us how you feel?
I'm sorry, I can't. I'm just about to take my kids camping. Come on, kids. Hush! Two, three,
Ma'am, a word about Benadryl.
As soon as I empty this dustpan.
Okay, sir. Sir,
great going for a jog, huh?
You heard me. When allergies come on strong, allergy sufferers know Benadryl comes on stronger. It's the leading allergy medication available without prescription. Use Benadryl as directed.
Turn it on! Turn it loose! Turn it off with Dorito! Turn it on! Turn it loose! Turn it off! Yeah! The crustacea! The cheese rager! Attack the back of the sack that bites back! Turn it on! Turn it loose! Turn it off with
Dorito's Tortilla Chips! Attack the sack!
Dr. Demento Hotline.
Hello, Doctor. This is Stephanie Cole from East Greenwich, Rhode Island. I listen to you on WZLX Boston. Would you please play Loving You Has Made Me Bananas by Guy Marks? Thank you.
From the Hotel Sheets in downtown Pleasantville, the Pumpkin Broadcasting Company presents the music of Pete DeAngelis and his loyal Pleasantvillians. Here is the beautiful gold, yellow, copper, steel, iron ballroom of the Hotel Sheets in downtown Pleasantville, overlooking the uptown section of downtown Pottstown. Stay with us, won't you, and enjoy the sweetest music this side of the Monongahela River. 1 mile high, 2.5 blocks from the center of old New Orleans. Ah, there's gaiety, merriment, and dancing in the Hotel Sheets nightly. Now, to get things underway, Pete and his loyal banditos play a medley of old standard favorites, commencing with Your Red Scarf Matches Your Eyes, Close Cover Before Striking, Your Father Had the Shipfitter Blues, and Loving You Has Made Me Bananas. This beautiful picture and lovely lyric portrayed vocally by Dickie Ryan.
Oh, your red scarf matches your eyes. You closed your cover before striking. Father had the shipfitter blues. Loving you has made me bananas. Oh, your red scarf matches your eyes. You closed your cover before striking. Father had the shipfitter blues. Loving you has made me bananas. Oh, you burnt your finger that evening while my back was turned. I asked the waiter for I dined, but I dined all alone.
You
had
made me bananas.
Oh, you burnt your finger that evening while my back was turned. I asked the waiter for I dined, but I dined all alone. Oh, your red scarf matches your eyes.
You closed your cover before striking. Your father had a sugar.
Has made me bananas.
Like mocha,
like mocha,
like mocha,
like mocha.
I want to beat my breast like an ape man. I don't want to comb my hair. I sit down to the waist and up to the waist and forget about the underwear. I hug-a-lucka, muck-muck. That's the way I want to touch. So come on, baby, get down on all fours. Let's walk, walk, walk. I'm going to take you to my bungalow. My indie jungle-low. We're going to make banana. You sing a high tea up in the swinging tree. When we make banana love, like Booker. Away down in the Congo, I'm gonna take you to my bungalow. In the jungle, we're gonna make banana love. You sing a high beat up in the swinging tree when we make banana love.
I'm gonna take you to the jungle.
Hug like Mocha, hug like Mocha, hug like Mocha, hug like Mocha, hug like
Mocha,
hug like Mocha, hug like Mocha, hug like Mocha, hug like Mocha, hug like Mocha, hug like I strip down to the waist and up to the waist and forget about the underwear. Huck-a-lucka, huck-a-lucka, muck, muck. That's the way I wanna talk. So come on, baby, get down on all fours. Let's walk, walk, walk. I'm gonna take you to my bungalow, in the jungle-low. We're gonna make banana love. Using your high feet in the swinging tree. Oh, when we make banana love, I'm gonna take you to my bungalow, in the jungle-low. And there's a high up in the swinging tree.
Who needs musical instruments when you got banana love with the Bobs on the Dr. Demento Show? Loving You Has Made Me Bananas with Guy Marks. That was a fair-sized hit song in some places in 1968. Bananas are always a hit with us here in the land of dementia, and a remarkable number of funny songs about bananas have been written through the years. I picked a couple from the Demento Archives fruit stand, the Hoosier Hotshots, from Indiana, of course. They may have sounded like amateurs. In fact, they worked rather hard at it. They became one of America's best-known and highest-paid musical groups in the 1930s with songs just like this one.
I must have my banana. quiet town, just south of the Mexican border, there lived a lovely Juanita, a banana grower's daughter. She longed to sing at the opera, but her father laughed and made fun. Still, Juanita would sing each day in the fields as soon as her work was done. Her father back home was astounded. Is Juanita Banana a star? He burned down his tree. He moved to the city and he bought himself a guitar.
Juanita Banana by the Peels. That was a regional hit in 1966, and I like bananas because they have no bones. The Hoosier Hot Shots on the Dr. Demento Show. Well, it's that time of year again. A stack of motherly music and comedy in celebration of Mother's Day, coming up on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Tortilla chips. Attack attack.
I'm out here again speaking to allergy sufferers who took Benadryl today. Sir, can you tell us how you feel?
I'm sorry, I can't. I'm just about to take my kids camping. Come on, kids. Hush.
Two, three.
Ma'am, a word about Benadryl.
As soon as I empty this dustpan.
Okay, sir.
Going for a jog, huh?
You heard this. When allergies come on strong, allergy sufferers know Benadryl comes on stronger. It's the leading allergy medication available without prescription. Use Benadryl as directed.
The Boss. He's an undercover cop with his own way of turning up the heat.
I don't like cops who make up the rules as they go.
And when he decides to chill out,
you put up the wrong passenger, buddy.
He's stone cold.
This deal goes down, everyone burns.
Ryan Bosworth, stone cold.
And then some.
From Columbia Pictures, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parents. Starts Friday, May 17th at select theaters.
You know, I like to cook. She like my specialty because my trip is guilt. She want my remedy. I make a fat chicken soup from one bowl to another. If you haven't guessed yet, I am your Jewish mother. My youngest is a babe, but I can plan ahead. I've made him reservations at Yeshiva Med. He doesn't have to be a dinosaur and be. I would be just as happy with the lawyer of the family.
Hey,
You know my Moisha sounds goyish. 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 You used to call me princess, now just call me queen. Because I made a generation, I'm a baby machine. Now you can watch me very unlike every other. I'm a real-time genuine, yet it's a mother. Moisha, come here, Moisha.
Mama, I told you not to call me that. It's Michael now, the name is Michael.
Moisha, Moisha, I look, I play, I die for you yet. And what thanks do I get? Hollywood, you want, you should be a star.
Mama, please.
Too many Woody Allen movies when you should have been at Hebrew school. You think I didn't know. And then what do you do? You date strippers. Why not a nice Jewish girl?
Please.
Please. I keep a holiday in a religious way. And maybe sometimes I'm not so sure, but I do say oy vey. And I've seen Israel, so if you ask me then, I think a Jewish mother's joy and was a Western to Goyim. If you want religion and you want a bat, I strongly recommend you go see the rabbi.
Rappin' Mother by Sue and Al, an unreleased tape, came to us a few years ago, and since it's not available anywhere, we do get quite a few calls for it from time to time. I've decided to make that the pick of the week, which means that beginning Monday, May 13th, you or your mother can hear that on your phone by calling the hotline. The Demento hotline, we'll give the number again just a bit later. Randy Newman, his original version of Mama Told Me Not to Come, that became a number one song for Three Dog Night. Well, it's that motherly time again. Around here, that always means a song by the band that Frank Zappa made his first few albums with in the 60s and early 70s, The Mothers of Invention.
Motherly love. Motherly love. Forget about the brotherly and otherly love. Motherly love is just a thing for you. If you know your mother's gonna love you till you don't know what to do. The mother's got stuff that'll drive you mad. They're raving about the way we do. Don't need to feel lonely, don't need to feel bad. If we ever get a hold on you, what you need is motherly love.
Come on, get it now.
Motherly love. Forget about the brotherly and motherly love. Brotherly love is just a thing for you. You know your mother's gonna love you till you don't know what to do. Nature's been good to this here band. Don't ever think we'll die. Send us up some little groupies and we'll take their hands and rock them till they sweat and cry. What you need is brotherly love. Get it now. Motherly love. Forget about the brotherly or motherly love. Motherly love is just a thing for you. You know your mother's gonna love you till you don't know what to do. We can love you till you have a heart attack. You best believe that's true. We'll bite your neck and scratch your back. What you need is motherly love. Motherly love. Forget about the brotherly and otherly love. Motherly love is just a thing for you. You know your mother's gonna love you till you don't know what to do.
You know I got a little motherly love for you, babe. You know I got a little motherly love for you, honey. You know it doesn't bother me at all if you're only 18 years old. Cause I got a little motherly love for you, babe.
And Daddy Frank and his Mothers of Invention with Motherly Love from the Freak Out album, a motherly collector's item featuring classic rocker Steve Miller, next on the Dr. Demento Show.
to take it, gonna move ya.
Before Steve Miller went out west and started the Steve Miller Band that has given us so many fine rock songs, he was in a band in Chicago with keyboardist Barry Goldberg, fine player who became known for his work with Bob Dylan. Here's the Goldberg Miller Blues Band with a rare 45, The Mother Song.
Sure, it's true, I had to have a mother. That
that's a fact that nobody denies. But I'm glad it's you who bore me. You did all my homework for me. Thoughts of you bring teardrops to my eyes. I could have been the daughter of a flapper. Or even worse, a gal with a career. But instead I had a mother who could think of nothing other than the children she loved oh so dear. So, Mom, oh, Mom, this is your song. For all of the years that you thought I'd go wrong. You made me eat, and you kept me neat. Well, now that you're old and gray, there's something I've just got to say. Mom, oh, Mom, this is your song. You tried hard to hide it, but I knew all along. I've ruined all your dreams, made fun of all your screams. But now I'm gonna show you my appreciation. What do you want from my life, Mom?
The Alice Stone Band with Everybody Has to Have a Mother. Yes, that is true. And the Goldberg Miller Blues Band with a mother song. Couple of rare 45s there on the Dr. Demento Show. This next one is brand new. It will be on a CD this summer. But for now, just listen close. This is Howie Knave, and Your Father Was Once My Mother.
Your father was once my mother. It's hard to believe, but somehow you're my brother. You've got her looks, it's true, somehow we're related to one another. Your father was once my mother.
My ma left home when I was young, she added up to here. Cause ma was drunk as a pickled skunk from hard liquor and beer. So she headed west where the life was best. Yeah, my mom knew where to go. Next stop, Golden Gate to San Francisco. Liberal town, open views abound. Okay, some things I understand. But why the hell did mom become a man? She bought the chest, removed the breast, grew hair so all could see. Had the doc perform an addict to me.
Your father was once my mother. Hard to believe, but somehow you're my brother. You've got her looks, it's true, somehow we're related to one another. Your father was once my mother.
I had passed my dead at last, lit a match up to his breath. A butane torch, I was barely scorched, Ma blew up, what a mess. So I headed west, where the life was best, to find my long-lost mom. Seems we have the same last name, but now her first name's Tom. He had settled down, raised a family, don't ask how. Seems his wife was once a bull, but now a cow. Somehow when all was done, someone had this son. And I was ready to split back east right now.
Your father was once my mother. It's hard to believe, but somehow you're my brother. You've got her looks, it's true, somehow we're related to one another. Your father was once my mother.
California is sure a funny state. You can be a sheep one day, and a ewe the next. I don't know. Last time I was going up to Hillsburg, I looked up at the little lamb.
Are you my dad?
Well, things worked out okay. My ex-mom and half-bro said, please stay. My mom is now my dad, but mom, I'll miss her. But come this April Fool's, my bro and I will break the rules. When mom, dad finds out that we're now sisters.
Your father was once my mother. It's hard to believe, but somehow you're my brother. You've got her look, it's true, somehow we're related to one another. Your father was once my mother. Your father was once my mother.
It's hard to believe, but somehow you're my brother. You've got her looks, it's true, somehow we're related to one another. Your father was once my mother.
Oh, help me, Lord, if one day I marry me. Anything's possible if you really put your mind to it. But I don't know about it in this case.
So this is Casey Casey saying, always keep both hands in your pockets and have people wonder what you're doing.
And now, may I have the next slide, please? All right, away there. It seems that most of the songs that you hear these days on the radio, played by the disc jockeys, apart from rock and roll and other children's records, tend to be motion picture title songs. Apparently, producers feel that we will not attend their movies unless we have the titles well drilled into our heads in advance. Of course, we don't go anyway, but at least this way they make back on the song some of what they've lost on the picture. But with the rise of the motion picture title song, we have such hits of the past few years as The Ten Commandments, Mambo. Brothers Karamazov, Cha-Cha. Incredible Shrinking Man, I Love You. I'm sure you're all familiar with these, but a few years ago, a motion picture version appeared of Sophocles' immortal tragedy, Oedipus Rex. This picture played only in the so-called art theaters, and it was not a financial success. And I maintain that the reason it was not a financial success you're way ahead of me was that it did not have a title tune which the people could hum and which would make them actually eager to attend to this particular flick. So, I've attempted to supply this, and here then is the prospective title song from Oedipus Rex. From the Bible to the popular song, there's one theme that we find right along. Of all ideals they hail as good, the most sublime is motherhood. There was a man, though, who it seems once carried this ideal to extremes. He loved his mother and she loved him, and yet his story is rather grim. There once lived a man named Oedipus Rex. You may have heard about his odd complex. His name appears in Freud's index because he loved his mother. His rivals used to say quite a bit that as a monarch he was most unfit, but still in all they had to admit that he loved his mother. Yes, he loved his mother like no other. His daughter was his sister and his son was his brother. One thing on which you can depend is he sure knew who a boy's best friend is. When he found what he had done, he tore his eyes out one by one. A tragic end to a loyal son who loved his mother. So be sweet and kind to mother now and then. Have a chat. Buy her candy or some flowers or a brand new hat. But maybe you had better let it go at that. Or you may find yourself with a quite complex, and you may end up like Oedipus. I'd rather marry a duck-billed platypus than end up like old Oedipus Rex.
Tom Miller, winding up our motherly celebration on the Dr. Demento Show. Oh, I do have one more song that's kind of motherly, which will be on in a moment, but that was Tom Lehrer with Oedipus Rex from the Evening Wasted with Tom Lehrer CD, and something new from Howie Knave, Your Father Was Once My Mother. Well, wonders never cease. Mother's Worst Nightmare, Dirty Underwear, and the Funny Five, next on the Dr. Demento Show.
I'm out here interviewing allergy sufferers who took Benadryl today. You, sir, can I ask how you feel?
Sorry, I promised my wife I'd rake the lawn.
Ma'am, can I talk to you about Benadryl?
I can't talk. Time to walk the dog. Heel kick.
Miss, could you tell me...
Smell those wildflowers. I'm sorry, you're saying?
I guess that says it all. When allergies come on strong, allergy sufferers know Benadryl comes on stronger. It's the leading allergy medication available without prescription. Use Benadryl as directed.
that can't be beat. Just be first, it's gonna move ya. Just the thought that it gets back to ya. Just be first, the taste is gonna move ya.
The Boss. He's an undercover cop with his own way of turning up the heat.
I don't like cops who make up the rules as they go.
And when he decides to chill out,
you took up the wrong passenger, buddy.
He's stone cold.
When this deal goes down, everyone burns.
Ryan Bosworth, stone cold.
And then some.
From Columbia Pictures, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parents. Starts Friday, May 17th at select theaters.
Dr. Enzo! Hi, babe. Can't wait. I'm really running late. Check my zips. Sniff my pics. No way she can resist. Moving fast. There it lasts as I just do her trash. I'll break in. And she grins, now let the games begin. Before we squeeze anatomy, some moment if you please. Gonna make that flaming shake in yonder lavatory. Quick relief turned into grief when I came eye to eye with that scene of mortal terror, and I knew that I would die. Oh my, I've got dirty underwear. If she finds out, she won't touch me for a week. Dirty underwear, all that gangs in school will think I'm a freak. Dirty underwear. My future's mighty bleak. Can't do run, skip the fun. My life is came undone. Come on, feet, hit the street. My bus is full retreat. First thing I forgot to do was stop and look both ways. The frozen tofu taco truck came at me through the haze. When I came to the paramedic knelt before my eyes, his face was filled with terror, and I knew that I would die. He cried, "You've got dirty underwear. Don't touch them with an 80 million foot pole. Dirty underwear. They look like they get up and walk on their own. Dirty underwear. Son, I'm going home." Somehow he survived is what the tabloids all did say. Neighbors, friends, and relatives now shun me every day. Take it from this leper boy who tried to find romance. Never leave the house while wearing filthy underpants. It's time to buy brand new underwear, real clean underwear. They come in packages of two or three. Plastic wrapped underwear, inspected underwear. And when you wash them, don't forget to use bleach. Dirty underwear. Mother's worst nightmare.
Mother's worst nightmare. The dirty underwear song. That's the duh on the Dr. Demento Show. Oh! Almost 25 time, but first like to play something else from the 2 New album, which has some funny stuff, some danceable things, and also some wonderful offbeat little stories that remind me a lot of Ken Nordine's word jazz. Here's one of them.
I should have asked her what her name was. She looked up from her glass of wine, obviously quite bored with the conversation she was painfully being patient with. Our eyes met, and we both smiled. That smile, you know. A smile that indicated we both really didn't know what we were doing in that group of stuffy, unrelated socialites. Before the evening took its toll with its reckless mediocrity, I finally approached her. I whispered softly into her ear, "I know a great place where it's illegal to be boring." She said she knew of a place more interesting than that, and I believed her. We drove away in quest of that fresh breath of life. Funny, there was not one word of conversation from the time I closed her door until we stopped at a quaint little establishment called Mildred's. The food was marginal. The wine was great. Nothing overly romantic about our four-hour conversation. She was reluctant to expose much about herself, but then I really didn't notice at the time. The chatter was bright, and the atmosphere was extremely relaxing. Such a relief from the previous engagement hours earlier. The evening had come to an end before I realized it, as I dropped her off at an apartment complex about midway through the city. He really didn't say goodbye. He just kind of exchanged a smile. She then gracefully headed up the stairs and disappeared into the darkness. As I drove the usual mindless journey I normally drove to my comfortable flat on the edge of town, I thought about her and the amazing comfort I found in her. A smile of thought spread across my face as I stuck my key into the lock. The smile quickly disappeared when I found that my key was not doing what it normally did, open the lock. After a half-hour struggle, I surmised that there simply must be something wrong with the lock. So I quickly used a car phone and called one of those poor, miserable souls who list their phone number under locksmith 24-hour service. An hour later, he arrived with his hand up, cash before service. About 30 seconds, and he had my door open. I sent him on his way with a $5 tip, walked in the door, flicked on the light, realized I had either walked into the wrong house or someone was really messing with my mind. A quick search of the premises confirmed the right location. A quick search of the house confirmed something was terribly wrong. Nothing was mine. Not even the paint on the wall. And earlier that evening, I knew that I had owned more than just a simple wooden chair for furniture. A quick sweat formed on my brow, and my heartbeat began roaring like thunder. And a strong, familiar scent filled my nostrils, and the suddenly haunting features of her striking face filled my mind. I'm glad it required just 3 digits to dial the police. Panic had set in like hot fire, crawling up my spine. A lone car arrived a few minutes later, a couple of rookies who were doing their time on a late-night shift. While one of the officers took down a report, the other officer shuffled outside to look around. The strange clock on the wall ticked away. To me, it sounded like the steady pound of a hammer on metal. The report finished. The officer was just about ready to head out the door when his buddy popped through, obviously trying to look controlled, but visibly shaken. His words spilled out with a stammer. He'd found a man outside the house, dead from wounds in the back. Now I sit in an attorney's office, trying to put pieces of this huge puzzle together. I'm a suspect in the murder of a man I've never seen before. The inside of my house and the contents within have been exchanged for that of another human being, I think. There is no such place as Mildred. And a strange lady's perfume and her image linger in my mind. That same lady, the one who suddenly appeared into my life, has suddenly become a very integral part of my life. That same lady could also be my alibi. But I never did ask her what her name was.
And that's Too New from their album called Ponderous, that's called Her Name. On the Dr. Demento Show.
And now, Dimension from Demento, what time is it?
It's
25
time!
Yes, time once again for the hottest and the coolest D-Med Existing tapes of the week. A couple of tunes making their debut on the Funny Five this week, and here's one of them.
When I was just a lad, I went to Hebrew school. I learned about the Torah and the dietary rules. They taught me about the Pharaoh and a couple other fools. Thank God I'm a Jewish boy. Don't study your Torah, said my father to his son. You'll have enough for mitzvah and you get a lot of bonds. You make your parents happy, you can stay away from blinds. Thank God I'm a Jewish boy. I've got my menorah and I got a dreidel. When I'm feeling sick, I get soup with canales. There ain't nothing better than a Yiddish tomato. Thank God I'm a Jewish boy. Well, Hanukkah's fun, but there ain't nothing greater than eating till you're full at a Passover Seder. Pass the macaroons, I'll start the diet later. Thank God I'm a Jewish boy. I've got my menorah and I got a dreidel. When I'm feeling sick, I get soup with canales. There ain't nothing better than a Yiddish tomato. Thank God I'm a Jewish boy. Well, I read about Isaac, Jacob, Abraham. Every now and then I eat a little ham. I'm so proud and happy who I am. Thank God I'm a Jewish boy. I've got my menorah and I got a dreidel. When I'm feeling sick, I get soup with canales. There ain't nothing better than a Yiddish tomato. Thank God I'm a Jewish boy. Phew.
Thank God I'm a Jewish Boy. That's the title song from an album-length tape that is available by mail. We've had quite a few people ask where you could get that one. For more information, write to Alan Lieberman at P.O. Box 1062, Evanston, Illinois, 60204. Once again, that's P.O. Box 1062, Evanston, Illinois, 60204. A call for number four, I do believe. Hi there.
Hey, Doc. This is Marcus Vigil from San Francisco, California, where I listen to you on KFOG, the coolest station in the nation. I would like to request Weird Al Yankovic, Yoda.
I met him in a swamp down in Dagobah, where it bubbles all the time like a giant carbonated soda. S-O-D-A, soda. I saw the little runt sitting there on a log. I asked him if they meant in a raspy voice. He said, Yoda. Y-O-D-A, Yoda. Yo-yo-yo-yo-yoda. Laughing around, but I ain't never seen a guy who looks like a Muppet, but he's wrinkled and green. Oh, my Yoda. Yo-yo-yo-yo-yoda. Well, I'm not dumb, but I can't understand how he can lift me in the air just by raising his hand. Oh, my Yoda. Yo-yo-yo-yo-yoda. Yo-yo-yo-yo-yoda. Well, I left home just a week before. Start to go astray, let the force be your guide. Oh, my Yoda. Yo-yo-yo-yo-yoda. I know Darth Vader's really got you annoyed, but remember if you kill him, then you'll be unemployed. Oh, my Yoda. Yo-yo-yo-yo-yoda. Well, I heard my friends really got you a man, so I'm gonna have to leave Yoda again. But I know that I'll be coming back someday. Yoda.
Al Yankovic and Yoda from the Dare to Be Stupid album. That's number 4 on this week's Funny 5, and I'll be right back with numbers 1, 2, and 3 on the Dr. Demento Show.
Planning to buy a new or used car, van, or truck? Want the best deal possible? Then spend the next 60 seconds to learn how calling CarPewter at 1-900-226-CARS can give you the advantage you need to save hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Your call to 1-900-226-CARS will be answered by your own personal counselor, who will give you the retail price and the actual factory invoice for the vehicles you request right over the phone. Your counselor will tell you how to take advantage of factory rebates and non-advertised dealer incentives, which can save you money. All calls to the CarPewter hotline are just $2 per minute. Money Magazine calls it one of the best deals in America. So don't let your next automobile purchase get the best of you. Knowledge is power, and now that power is available to you at 1-900-226-CARS. So remember, if you don't want the best deal possible, that's your business. But if you do, call 1-900-226-CARS, because that's our business. CarPewter, 1-900-226-CARS.
Number 3.
Boy, it's a beautiful day outside. I think I'm going to start mowing the lawn.
Hey, how you doing, Dave?
Okay, Hank, what's going on?
I'm looking for my dog, Rover. Our dog got out, and I can't find him anywhere. You haven't seen him, have you?
No. If I do, I'll let you know.
Okay, sure, appreciate it. We'll see you later, Dave.
See you later, Hank. Where's that Rover now? Get out of here. You can't come around here on Mormon lawn. Get out of here. Rover, get out of here.
I'm looking over my dead dog, Rover, who I hit with a power mower. One leg is missing, the other is gone. The third leg is scattered all over the lawn. No need explaining, the one leg remaining is spinning on the carport floor. I'm looking over my dead dog, Rover, who I overlooked before. Looking over my missed dog, Rover, who I hit with a power mower. My dog's not eating, he no longer barks. He hit the propeller and turned into sparks. No need explaining, there's no dog remaining. He's part of the grass, you see. I'm looking over my dead dog, Rover, who I sent to eternity.
My dead dog, Rover. Anybody know who wrote those parody lyrics? They go back at least to the 60s. Hank, Stu, Dave, and Hank made the definitive recording of it, especially for the Dr. Demento show a few years ago. That's number 3 this week on the Dr. Demento Funny 5, and here's number 2 this week.
This is ponderous, man. Really ponderous. I had this dream the other night. I went to work one day, and nobody remembered who I was. So, I decided to take the day off. On my way out, I run into my boss. He says, "Hey, you look familiar." I said, "Thanks. People say that a lot in these dreams." And the horns kicked in. My shoes started to squeak. Then all of a sudden, I'm standing on a beach in some tropical part of the world. And there's this sign that says, "Aren't you supposed to be at work?" Sort of screamed out at me. I remember, I'd been here in other dreams. Usually there was a water polo game, and a girl who could talk with her eyes, she'd say,
"See what I'm saying?"
And the horns kicked in, and my shoes started to squeak. Before I knew it, I was walking near a word,
Lake,
when a phone rings, and the operator speaks to me in a language I don't understand. And the horns kicked in. My ears started to squeak. Before long, I was coming up on this really weird part of my dream. You know, the part where I know how to tap dance, but I can only do it while wearing golf shoes. Now I'm back on the beach, walking with this girl who talks with her eyes. This time she says,
"I think you see what I'm saying."
Then, just before I woke up, it started to rain in Southern California.
And that's Too New, spelled 2NU, with This Is Ponderous from the album Ponderous. Too New is number 2 on the Dr. Demento Funny 5.
Harry, I'm really going to miss this place.
What?
He's talking about Agent Cooper.
Bobby Horn.
Dylan Hogan Bean Card.
Bob Iger, here's a fact.
Twin Peaks, we want it back.
All we are saying,
I'm a wholesale town,
is give Peaks a chance.
Everybody's talking about Laura Palmer in the ground.
Taylor Bob's to the round.
Next dot ABC.
Another season of TP. All we are saying is give Peaks a chance.
Everybody's talking about
Log Lady with her log.
Dave Turley on his hog.
David Lynch and Mark Frost.
We knew Peaks at any cost.
All we are saying,
let's
stop. Rock and stop. Is give Peaks a chance. All we are saying.
She's dead. Wrapped in plastic.
Well, judging by the request we got to that one, Twin Peaks has about as many fans as Star Trek, almost. And as I recall, fan outpourings had a lot to do with that show, Star Trek, coming back for a third season back in the 60s. Give Peaks a Chance by DJ Glazed Donut and the Knotted Cherry Stems. If you'd like to write to the people who put that out, well, I'll give you the address right after this.
Juicy fruit gum, pop in your mouth. The taste is gonna move ya to the side.
happy bee. Jesse Fresh is gonna move ya. Jesse Fresh gotta get back to ya. Jesse Fresh, taste is gonna move ya.
Attention Beatles fans. Even if you own every Beatles album, every Beatles single, every Beatles compact disc, your collection is still incomplete.
Well, thank you very much.
Until now. JSN Marketing presents The Beatles Live. Their historic 1964 British television appearance. Treat your VCR to one of rock history's magic moments in this exclusive radio offer. A rare video performance of 12 classic Beatles hits, including their version of Shout, not available on any album.
You know you make me wanna.
The Beatles Live is available now on home video in VHS Hi-Fi for just $16.95 plus shipping.
To order, use your credit card and call 1-800-776-6300. That number again is 1-800-776-6300. Call 1-800-776-6300 right now for The Beatles Live.
Dr. DeVento here. Oh, that address. The Iowa Coop. Citizens opposed to the offing of peaks. The Iowa Coop, COOP, P.O. Box 1871, Iowa City, Iowa 52240. Speaking of TV, we're overdue for our annual Star Trek tribute, so that'll be next week. And in our first hour, anything can happen, so get those requests in on the hotline 1-900-773-7333. 75 cents a minute, 125 first minute, under 18 extra folks. And our address, 8033 Sunset Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90046. Chris Klein is the associate producer of the Dr. Demento Show. Steve Frapp is our engineer. Bob Ebersole, production assistant, with research by Warren Debenham. The Dr. Demento Show is a weekly presentation of the Westwood One Radio Network. Executive producer, Norm Pattis. Take good care of yourself. Don't drink and drive. And don't forget to stay demented.